Tantramar's annual Winterfest is underway, and CHMA stopped into the Tantramar Civic Center last night to find out more about what's happening this weekend from Winterfest's chief organizer.
So my name is Jessica Wilson. I am the program coordinator for the municipality of Tantramar.
What's going on here at the Civic Center tonight?
Tonight we have the Town versus Gown game, and currently Town is winning.
Town is winning, okay, yes. Which is different. It's a little bit of a flip from last year.
Yeah, last year it was Gown that won, so very excited.
So this is a Winterfest tradition, and it's Winterfest now. Tell people what some of the highlight events are for this year's Winterfest. I know it's hard to pick and choose because there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's so many things going on. So we've got the Legion Luncheon happening Friday morning at the Legion. We'll also be announcing our Crown of Winterfest winner at that as well. Later in the day, we have the Frosty Outdoor Party that's happening at Bill Johnstone. We'll also have the ice sculpture maker Richard Chasson there to do an ice sculpture. And the night ends with the fireworks that are happening at 8 p.m., then we have Saturday. There's lots, again, going on. Start off the morning with the firefighters' breakfast. Then go into Beach Hill Family Day. So that's going to be up at Beach Hill from 1 to 3. And then later in the evening, we also have the evening snowshoe that we're putting on with the Tantramar Outdoor Club. So that's kind of Saturday. Then Sunday's a little bit more, you know, easygoing. We do have the Sackville Skating Club's ice show here at the Civic Center at 1 p.m. And then the public skate that's going to be collecting donations for the food bank from 3 to 4:15 p.m.
Where can people get more information on what's happening and what time and where they need to be?
So the best place to go is tantramarnb.com/Winterfest. There's also a Facebook event that's put on by the municipality of Tantramar that has all of this information. And if anything changes, that's usually the spot that's going to be the most updated.
Okay, so people can check Facebook if they really need to know last-minute details.
Yeah, that's probably the best spot.
All right. This must be a lot of work for you. How many people are involved in this, in getting Winterfest to happen, would you say?
It takes a lot. So, you know, town side, there's quite a few of us that put it together. And then we also have a lot of community partners that do a lot of things on their end. So between us and the community, I couldn't even put a number on how many people that are participating.
Any last message to people about Winterfest?
Get out and enjoy the activities. There's definitely something for everyone.
That's Jessica Wilson speaking to CHMA from the Town versus Gown annual charity hockey game on Thursday night at the Tantramar Civic Center. The town team did manage to keep their lead and won the game with a final score of 4-3. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.